Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is, you call yourself a star? You call yourself a star? You know, there's a lot of people in America, maybe they're actors, maybe they're singers, maybe they're professional athletes, maybe they're famous politicians, and they think that they're stars. But I'm here to tell you, you're not no star. No, you're a falling star like Satan. You're a falling star. No, they think they're stars, you know. America has created their own stars, but I'm here to tell you, the only thing that they've created is a falling star. You know, so many people, especially our young people, they want to be famous. They want to be the winner of The Voice, the winner of America's Got Talent. They want to be a famous actor, a professional athlete, and they want to be stars. But I'm here to tell you, the only star that you're really producing in America are falling stars. Yes, you're only producing falling stars. These people, they call themselves stars, or we have created stars, but they have no morale. They have no morality about them. They're fake, they're evil, they do evil and disgusting things, and all they do is they're on television and you call them a star. You know, you could probably walk by the same people and you probably wouldn't even recognize them, but once you see them through that square box in your living room, automatically you call them a star, but I'm here to tell you, they're not no star. They're a falling star. They're a falling star. I'm here to tell you that the Bible says in Isaiah 14, 12, verse 20, it says, "How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, 'I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.' But you are brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit. Those who see you stare at you. They ponder your fate. 'Is this the man who shook the earth and made the kingdoms tremble, the man who made the world a wilderness?'" You need to understand today that the Illuminati and Satan has taken over Hollywood. Satan has taken over the music industry, and only those people that usually you see on television, they have sold their soul to Satan. They are now proclaiming Illuminati symbols, the all-seeing eye. They are creating the all-seeing eye, or these different kind of evil, demonic symbols. Then this is exactly what the music industry has turned into. It has turned into a satanic Illuminati symbol ritual. We see this in the NFL halftime shows. We see this how they're proclaiming satanic images more and more. But no, these people that you call stars, these people that America calls stars, they're no different than the falling star. You see, Satan, whom they call the morning star, or the small morning star, he thought he was better than God. So he said, "I'm going to be like God." I don't know about you, but a lot of these stars thinking they're like God. I don't know, but you call yourself a star? You call yourself a star? You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 14, verse 17, "The man who made the world a wilderness, who overthrew its cities and would not let his captives go home. All the kings of the nation lie in state, each of his own tomb. But you are cast out of your tomb like the rejected branch. You are covered with the slain, with those pierced by the sword, those who descend to the stone of the pit. Like a corpse trampled underfoot, you will not join them in burial, for you have destroyed your land and killed your people. Let the offspring of the wicked never be mentioned again." Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you today that that you call yourself a star, but and actually you're a falling star. You're a falling star, and I'm here to tell you a falling star is very much different than a shooting star. And any time that you look up at the sky and you see a star fall, somehow you think that's a falling star, but that has nothing to do with a star. Every time you see a falling star, that's not a star at all. I'm here to tell you that most of your stars that you see on the mainstream television today, they're falling stars. But really, they are not even a star. These amazing streaks of light that you can sometimes see in the night sky are caused by tiny bits of dust and rocks, called meteoroids, falling into the Earth's atmosphere and burning up. I'm here to tell you today that most of your stars that you see on television and most of your stars that you call a star are no different than a falling star, which is not even a star at all. It's a meteorite, and this is very much short-lived. You need to understand that this falling star is short-lived, and it's a trail of light that's it's a burning meteoroid, and it produces is called a meteor. Meteors are commonly called falling stars or shooting stars, but they are have nothing to do with stars. We have seen them over and over. If any part of the meteoroid survives burning up and actually hits the Earth, that remaining bit is then called a meteorite. Yes, at certain times of the year, you are likely to see these great number of meteors in the night sky. These events are called meteor showers, and they occur when the Earth passes through the trail of debris left by a comet or orbits the sun. These showers are given names based on the constellation present in the sky from which they appear to originate. For example, the Leonid meteor shower or Leonids appear to originate in the constellation Leo. You need to understand today that most of your stars, America, that you have called stars, are falling stars. These are falling stars. They're not even stars at all. The Bible says in Luke 10:18, he says, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." You need to understand that most of your stars that you see on television are falling like lightning. They are falling so fast because they worship Satan. They have sold their soul to Satan to become stars. You don't understand that today, that most people will sell their soul to get a little 15 minutes of fame. But did you know the Bible talks about that Jesus is the morning star? But then in the Bible it also says that Jesus, or that Satan, is also the morning star. So here we have Jesus and Lucifer being called the morning star. You need to understand in response to this question, is Jesus the bright morning star or is Lucifer? I have always thought that Lucifer was the devil, but now I'm confused because I see the term also used for Christ. You know, you need to understand today that the bright morning star goes to the misnomer of Lucifer, which is an incorrect title for Satan or the devil taken from the King James Version of Isaiah 14:12, where is not for this odd translation, Lucifer would not exist as a term in English, and there would be no confusion on this matter. As it is, we need to be very careful. I would suggest in using the term to describe who the Bible calls Satan or the devil. Most Christians are unto this, yet still the term Lucifer persists. In any case, the morning star is the title of Christ throughout the rest of the scriptures. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you the only stars that we're producing in America are falling stars like Lucifer. He fell out of the sky like lightning. Did you know the Bible says in 2 Peter 1:19, and we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to the light shining in the dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. I'm here to tell you there's only one star that we should honor, and that is the bright morning star. That is the bright morning star that shall rise in your heart one day. And I pray that this bright morning star, Jesus Christ, will rise in your heart. This bright morning star, Jesus Christ, will rise in your church. This bright morning star will rise. In Revelations 2:28, the Bible says, "I will also give him the morning star." Oh, I want to wake up in the morning and see that morning star arising bright in my life. I want to see Jesus Christ. In Revelations 22:16, the Bible says, I, Jesus, have sent my angels to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring and David and the bright morning star. You need to understand to that is very clear that Jesus is the bright morning star. He even said this. And then how should we understand Isaiah 14:12? The Bible says in Isaiah 14:12, verse 15, how you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to the grave, to the depths of the pit. This you need to understand today, that the stars that America are rising up, these are falling stars from Satan. They have no moral character. They're not superstars anymore. I gotta be honest, that woman who raised her family, who stayed home to raise her children, yes, she's that star that I'm talking about. I'm talking about that man and woman who's been married for 50 years. They are the stars that I'm talking about again. I'm talking about that soldier who fought to defend the Constitution of the United States. That's the star I'm looking for today. I'm looking for that kind of star. I'm looking for those that are fighting to put Jesus back in America. Those that are fighting to put the Constitution back. Those that want the Bill of Rights back. These are the stars. Oh, come on, somebody. You need to understand today that the stars that America are producing, they are falling stars. Yes, I'm here to tell you that they are falling stars. Oh, come on, somebody. They're not even a falling star. They're a meteoroid. They don't even exist. Oh, they're only bright for a short time. How many famous people are up and gone and only bright for a short time? How many famous people that you know today that are no longer here? How many famous people that you know today that called themselves a star that are no longer here? Yes, you need to understand today that Jesus is the bright morning star. Oh, I know that Satan says he's a star. I know that Satan wants to be more like God, but then he fell from heaven. Oh, but you need to understand today, as a sardonic title for the Antichrist or the beast, he claims to be the Christ, right? He claims to be the Messiah, right? And has his movement under the sun, but comes to be brought low ultimately. Contrast the real bright morning star. He lives humbly. He does not boast. He's not arrogant. Come on, somebody. We're talking about Jesus Christ here. He talks about this kind of star who lives humbly, who does not boast, is not arrogant, is submissive to the Father even unto death. Then the Father raises him up to the highest place in the morning, so to speak. You need to understand that today, that Jesus Christ is the bright morning star, even though that Satan says he's the morning star. Oh, come on, somebody. But you need to understand that Jesus is that bright morning star. He is God. Oh, come on, somebody. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus lives out the gospel. Death first, resurrection second. Satan wants it all now and will go down ultimately. Satan looks good at night, but goes down in the flames in the morning. Jesus is in the tomb, but arises in the morning. Do you see the pattern here, ladies and gentlemen? Who is your life most like? Oh, come on, somebody. Who is your life most like? What are we encouraging in others? To follow Christ in the gospel, or to grab all you can now? The difference is as wide as Jesus and Satan. Oh, in any case, Lucifer means morning star, so it should not be used to describe Satan. Lucifer is the morning star. Satan tries to look like Jesus and supplant him sometimes in the future, perhaps very near future, even claiming to be him. But let us understand the deception, and that the true morning star told us that this in advance through his apostle and prophets, and told us to watch out. I don't know about you, but there's so many people like Satan claiming themselves to be stars. They think they're stars. All these actors who act in an evil movie really think they're stars. They're evil. They've sold their soul to Satan. They've followed the New World Order and beast. Yes, but they are on television telling me that they're a star. But they're evil. They have no morale anymore. They're evil people. They're robbing you, robbing America. They're taking our freedoms. They're destroying churches. And yes, they call themselves a star. I'm here to tell you today that you are a falling star. You're not the kind of star that I even would look at. No, even Lucifer wanted to be a star. Oh, come on, somebody. How many of your famous stars in Hollywood have followed Lucifer? I would have to say the whole Hollywood industry now follows Lucifer. He says he's a star, but I'm here to tell you, you're a falling star. You're a falling star. Yes, you follow Satan. And when I wake up in the morning, I want to see that bright morning star, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I don't know how many of you have bought into the lie of the voice. How many of you have bought into this lie, thinking out of millions and millions of people that you're going to be that one to win $1 million? That ain't going to work. That ain't going to make you a star. If you want to be a star today, why don't you honor your husband? Husband, if you want to be a star, love your wives. Oh, come on, somebody. If you want to be a star, why don't you start putting Jesus back in your public schools? If you want to be a star, why don't you go tell your grandma and grandma that you love them? If you want to be a star, why don't you have a marriage for 50 years? If you want to be a star, then why don't you throw that evil box out your television? If you want to be a star, why don't you go and look and honor the bright morning star? You know, in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3 and 5, the Bible says, "Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above every soul called God and object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. Do you not remember that while I was still with you, I was telling you these things?" Oh, come on, somebody. Don't you understand today that what Satan wants to do is he wants to take the seat of the church? Satan wants to take the position of the church. Don't you know that Satan is in the pulpit today? Don't you know that Satan is in our government today? Don't you know that Satan wants to say he wants to take the seat in the temple? Don't you know that Satan is in the church? Don't you know that Satan is in the process of kicking Jesus out of the church? Just like Satan took Jesus, he said, "I took you to the temple, and he said, if you bow down, I'll give you not only all the kingdoms, but I'll give you the church." I don't know how many times in the Bible that Jesus got kicked out of the church. Jesus got kicked out of the church. He had to go hang out with the prostitutes. And he says, I'll tell you this today. He says, the tax collectors and the prostitutes will enter into the kingdom of heaven before you do. Oh, you need to understand today what the Bible says, that there's a huge difference. There's a huge difference of what we call a star. And I'm here to tell you what America calls a star is surely is not what Jesus calls a star. And what the world calls a star is simply not what Jesus calls a star. I'm here to tell you there's so many stars that you have not even seen. There's so many stars out there that you have not any seen. God has made you all a star. Oh, come on, somebody. You've been created in the image of God. You have humanity. You have life. Why don't you use your life and to replicate the bright and morning star? Why don't you follow Jesus Christ? Accept Him into your life today, because without Jesus, in John 14:6 says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and only through Jesus Christ can you make it to heaven." Oh, we need to be very careful that no one deceives you. In Numbers 24:17, the Bible says, "I see Him, but not now. I behold Him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel. Yes, there's only one star that was going to come out, and that star is Jesus Christ. He is the superstar. He is Jesus, the bright and morning star. In Matthew 2:2, the Bible says, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Yes, Jesus Christ had his own star follow him. You see, if you're a star today, or you think you're a star, why don't you follow Jesus? Because Jesus, he created the stars, and Jesus is the bright and morning star. And yes, when Jesus was born, the King of the Jews, how did they find Jesus? By they saw that bright and morning star over him. Yes, in Matthew 2, chapter 2, verse 7 through 10, the Bible says, "Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that you may go and worship him.' After they have heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was born." Oh, when they saw that star, they were overjoyed. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of tired of these kind of stars that Hollywood are producing. These aren't stars, they're falling stars, they're evil. Oh, come on somebody, Sin City, Las Vegas producing evil stars, Hollywood's producing evil stars, everybody wants to be a star, but if you want to be a star, then be the star to follow the bright and morning star. Did you not hear what I said? I said the star that they had seen went ahead of them. That means the star followed the baby Jesus. Oh, we need to follow Jesus Christ today. Yeah, if you want to be a star, then follow Jesus. If you want to be a star, then follow Jesus. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is the bright and morning star. Oh, Lucifer thought he wanted to be like Jesus. He wanted to be like God in his pride and envy. He thought that he was really somebody. Oh, but God cast him down to earth like lightning. In Luke 1, chapter 1, verse 76 and 79, the Bible says, "And you, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercies of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace." I don't know about you, but did you hear what they said? Jesus will be the rising sun. Hey, the rising sun. I want that sun to shine on me in my dark time of my life. I want that sun of Jesus to shine on my nation. I want the sun of Jesus to shine back once again on my church. You need to understand today that Jesus is the bright and morning star. And I'm here to tell you, the only star that's in Hollywood are falling stars. The only stars that's on that the media claims to be stars are only falling stars. They're falling stars are going to hell. Oh, yeah. But they claim to be a morning star, but really they're on a one-way ticket to hell. In John chapter 1, verse 7 through 9, John says, "He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light, the true light, to give light to every man, has come into this world." What is this bright light? What is this bright and morning star? What is this bright and morning star as we rise up in the morning? I want to rise up in the morning and see this bright light shining in my eyes. Hey, this is Jesus Christ. Can you feel me now? Can you feel? I say, Jesus Christ, can you feel me? I don't know about you today, but when you are watching Hollywood, when you are watching those evil television shows today, I'm here to tell you that they call themselves stars. That you are watching Satan and the falling star, the demons. Oh, I need Jesus. Yeah, you need to understand that today. In Isaiah 9:2, the Bible says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of the shadow of death, and light was dawn." Yes, this bright and morning star, Jesus Christ. But you call yourself a star, do you? You call yourself a star, do you? No, you ain't no star. You're a falling star! You're a falling star, and you're going to hell! Yes, I'm here to tell you, Hollywood. I'm here to tell you, famous actor. Falling star is what you are. A falling star. I don't care how many movies you've produced. I don't care how many places you've gone. I don't care about your private jet. I don't care where you've gone. You are a falling star. A falling star is what you are. You are a falling star, but you're not even a star. You're a meteorite. Yes, you're a rock that's about to be broken. Come on, somebody. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 16, the Bible says, "The people living in darkness have been a great light." They have seen a great light. "The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." What is that bright and morning light? What is that light that's shining today? That is Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 60, chapter 60, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people, but the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you." I don't know about you, but I'm looking for the bright and morning star. When I wake up in the morning, I want to see the sun shine on me. And I need Jesus back in my life. I need Jesus back in my life. But you call yourself a star because you throw a football. You call yourself a star because you can hit a little round baseball, do you? You call yourself a star because you can act on an evil movie set. When my grandma and grandpa was married for 50 years, you call yourself a star because you can swim in a pool? You call yourself a star because you can put a basketball in a hoop? When my forefathers fought a war to bring freedom, that's our true stars. That's our true stars. You see, America, the only star that is America worships today are falling stars. They only worship falling stars, but really, they're not even stars at all. You see. See these amazing streaks of light that you see in the sky? That's caused by these little tiny bits of dust and rock called meteorites. Well, they're short-lived. They're short-lived. And see how fast that you have seen one of these falling stars go and disappear? That's how fast that you're going to see these stars in Hollywood fall and disappear. One last thing I want to leave with you today. I want to leave, and I want to tell you today that Jesus is the bright and morning star. And even though the Bible says that Lucifer claims to be the morning star, but he is not the morning star. No, he's a star that has fallen. In John 8:12, it says, "Jesus spoke again to the people and said, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" Would you like to wake up in the morning and see this bright morning star? Would you like to have the light of life in your life today? Would you like Jesus Christ to take a hold of your mind, your body, and your soul? Would you like to follow Jesus today and give Jesus all the praise? Would you like to say, "Jesus, thank you for everything you've given me today"? Hey, then we need to follow the bright morning star. You know, when Jesus Christ was born, the bright star was over him. How about we follow Jesus and not these falling stars in Hollywood? How about we follow Jesus and not these falling stars that are playing football? These falling stars that are playing basketball? These falling stars that we see on television? How about we follow the bright and morning star and not these falling stars that we've been taught to follow? We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in this nation, and we need Him now. Jesus Christ is the bright and morning star. Amen.